Welcome back to Cyber Mornings Daily. Ready to brew up another fresh pot of cybersecurity news?
Always ready for a strong blend.
We're going deep today, folks, into the stories that are really shaking things up in the digital world and what they mean for all of us.
Unpacking the tech, the trends, you know, how it all works and why it matters.
So grab your mug, settle in, and let's dive in. Today, we've got a triple shot of cyber intrigue, nation-state hackers, a browser on the verge of a certificate meltdown, and, social media giant wrestling with a huge cyber attack. But first, let's talk hackers.
Yeah, this one's got some serious cloak and dagger vibes. We're talking about a group targeting a specific brand of router, the kind you see in a lot of businesses and organizations.
And these aren't your average script kiddies, right?
Yeah.
We're talking suspected ties to a nation state, one with a reputation for cyber espionage.
Exactly. They're not in it for a quick buck. It's all about stealth, long-term access, and disappearing without a trace.
Sounds like something out of a spy movie. But how did they pull this off? Were these routers just like wide open?
Not quite. These routers had security measures, but the hackers found a way to slip past them using something called code injection. Imagine a thief sneaking into a building dressed as a delivery person. They're not breaking down doors. They're exploiting a weakness in the system.
So they basically tricked the routers into letting them in.
Clever, yeah, but that's a little scary.
Clever, definitely, but also dangerous. Once they were in, they installed not one, but six back doors.
Wait, six back doors? Is that like having six secret entrances to your house?
Think of it more like a hacker's toolkit, I guess. Each back door serves a different purpose, you know, offers a different way to access the router and mess with how it works. Some are for stealing data quietly. Others let them control the router remotely or even disrupt its operations.
So it's like having different keys to unlock different parts of the system. What did these back doors actually look like?
Well, some of them were actively sending data back to the hackers, like a constant stream of, secrets. Others were more passive, lying in wait, only activating when they detected a specific signal. Okay, let's pick one of these back doors just to get a better picture. There was one that was triggered by a specific string of characters. They called it a magic string. What's the story there?
Ah, yes, the ERAD backdoor. This one's tricky. It pretends to be a normal process, blending in with the router's usual activity. But if it sees a certain sequence of characters in the network traffic the magic string it wakes up.
Like a secret knock that only the skies know. So what could they actually do once this backdoor was activated?
Well, a lot, unfortunately. They could spy on network traffic, steal sensitive data, even shut the router down, and all without raising any alarms. Think of the damage if they went after something like a power grid or a transportation system.
This group, they've been linked to attacks on devices that haven't been updated with the latest security patches.
Right. They often exploit what we call zero-day vulnerabilities. That's a software flaw that the vendor doesn't even know about yet. Like finding a secret backdoor to a bank vault.
Okay, so this is serious stuff, but I don't have one of these fancy routers at home. Should I be worried?
You might not have that particular router, but this attack shows how important it is to keep your software up to date. It's not just routers, it's your phone, your computer, your apps, everything. Those security updates, they're not just about new features, they're often fixing those dangerous vulnerabilities hackers could use.
So patching is like digital hygiene. Keep everything clean and healthy. Good advice. Now, our next story is about a popular browser that might be headed for a bit of a meltdown.
Yeah, this one's a reminder that even the software we use every day can have its weak spots.
Right. We're talking about a browser that a lot of people use, and it all comes down to this little thing called a root certificate.
Small, maybe, but it plays a huge role. Root certificates are like the foundation of trust on the internet. They're these digital signatures that tell you a website is legit. When you see that little padlock and HTTPS in the address bar, it's the root certificate that's assuring you you're actually on, say, your bank's website and not a fake one designed to steal your information.
So what happens when this root certificate expires? Does the internet just, like, stop working?
Well, no, not entirely. But older versions of this browser, the ones that haven't been updated, they might start flagging safe websites as untrustworthy. Imagine trying to log into your bank and your browser is screaming that the site can't be trusted. Kind of unsettling.
That would definitely freak me out.
Mm-hmm.
What about those add-ons everyone loves to use with this browser? Could they be affected too?
Oh, absolutely. Add-ons rely on that trust the root certificate establishes. So when it expires, they might stop working. Or even worse, some malicious add-ons might sneak in, putting your data at risk. It's like the security guard at a concert suddenly forgetting how to check tickets. Anyone could get in.
Oh, that's not good. Can you imagine your password manager just refusing to unlock your accounts? Talk about a digital nightmare.
It could happen. And those warnings about compromised passwords, those might stop working too, leaving you in the dark about potential breaches.
Okay, I'm getting a little nervous now. What should people who use this browser do to avoid all this drama?
Simple. Update your browser. Newer versions don't have this problem. It's a quick fix that could save you a lot of trouble and maybe even some heartbreak.
Seriously, folks, keeping your software updated is important. Do it regularly and avoid the pain later. Speaking of pain, our final story today is about a social media giant that got hit by a digital hurricane.
A classic distributed denial of service attack, or DDoS for short.
Right, we're talking about a certain platform that was knocked offline by what its owner called a massive cyber attack. And a group claiming to be pro-Palestine hacktivists has taken responsibility for the chaos.
A DDoS attack is basically like a digital mob rushing a website all at once, flooding its servers with so much traffic that it can't handle it. Like trying to get into a concert when thousands of people are all trying to squeeze through the doors at the same time.
So it's not about actually hacking the website. It's just overwhelming it with requests, making it unavailable to the people who actually want to use it.
Yeah.
And this group is saying they were the ones who unleashed this digital mob.
That's what they're claiming, yeah. They even posted screenshots showing the platform struggling to stay online during the attack.
Okay, but how do we know it was really them? Couldn't anyone just, you know, claim credit?
That's the tricky thing about figuring out who's behind a cyber attack. It's not always easy. Hackers use all sorts of techniques to hide their location, bouncing their attack through servers all over the world.
They're trying to catch a ghost in the machine. So how did the platform handle this massive wave of traffic? Did they just, like, give up?
They called in the Cavalry, a company that specializes in fighting off DDoS attacks. Think of it as a digital shield, filtering out that bad traffic and letting legitimate users get through.
So, problem solved, case closed.
For now, at least. But this attack shows that even the biggest platforms are vulnerable. It's a reminder that cybersecurity is an ongoing battle, and we have to be prepared for the unexpected.
But wait, things are getting a little messy. The platform's owner is saying the attack came from a specific country, but the hacktivist group is denying any connection.
And that's where things get even more complicated. It just goes to show that in the world of cyber attacks, things aren't always what they seem. It's a game of smoke and mirrors, and sometimes the truth is hard to find.
Okay, so today we've talked about hackers hiding in routers, certificates causing chaos, and a social media giant wrestling with a digital mob.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot to take in.
It is, but it's also a fascinating glimpse into the complex world of cybersecurity. It's always changing, always evolving.
And speaking of evolving, we're going to take a quick break, but we'll be right back to dig even deeper into these stories. Don't go anywhere. Hashtag TTS, the deep dive episode 2025-03-12, part 2 of 3.
And we're back, diving right back into that social media storm from before.
Yeah, this story, it's like, there's always another twist.
Right, we had the hacktivists taking credit. Then the platform's owner pointing the finger at a specific country?
And now the hacktivists are firing back, saying they have nothing to do with that country, calling the whole thing a bunch of, nonsense.
That's how they operate.
They want the attention, but they also want to keep everyone guessing, right?
Exactly. Chaos and confusion.
Makes it hard to figure out what's really going on.
And figuring out who's behind a cyber attack, that's always a challenge.
It's rarely simple.
You've got servers, proxies, all these ways to make it hard to track the attacker.
So how do we untangle all this? Can we even know for sure who did it?
It's tough, but not impossible. Cybersecurity researchers are like detectives.
Following the digital breadcrumbs.
Yeah, they analyze the network traffic, the malware code. They look for patterns.
You're trying to put the pieces together.
Sometimes those investigations lead back to a specific group or even an individual, but it takes time.
So we might not have all the answers right now, but maybe eventually we'll find out who was really behind this.
In the meantime, it's a good reminder to be careful about what you see online.
Especially when it comes to who's responsible for cyber attacks.
Don't believe everything you read, folks, especially when it comes from a group that loves the spotlight.
Good advice. Okay, let's zoom out for a second and look at the bigger picture here.
We've got hackers in routers, a browser with a certificate problem, and a social media platform fighting off a digital mob.
It paints a kind of unsettling picture.
It shows how cyber threats are getting more and more complex and how they're everywhere now.
It's not just about protecting your computer anymore.
It's about your whole network, understanding the tech, and being ready for things to go wrong.
Even with the services we use every day. This is a team effort.
Yeah, absolutely. We all have a part to play.
We can't just rely on the big companies or the government.
It starts with taking steps to protect ourselves. Strong passwords, multi-factor authentication, keeping our software up to date.
Those things really matter.
And being aware of those sneaky tactics that attackers use, like phishing emails and social engineering.
Knowledge is power. The more we understand about what's out there, the better we can protect ourselves.
Right. So as we wrap up today's deep dive into the world of cybersecurity, let's leave our listeners with something to think about.
Could your devices, your accounts, even your favorite online services be the next target?
It's a question we should all be asking.
Because, let's face it, in this interconnected world, no one is completely safe from these threats.
But that doesn't mean we should be afraid.
We have the power to protect ourselves.
By understanding the risks, by staying informed, by being proactive.
We can all make the digital world a little bit safer.
And that's what Cyber Mornings Daily is all about.
Giving you the information you need to navigate this ever-changing landscape.
So, until next time, stay vigilant, stay curious,
and keep exploring this amazing world of technology.
We'll be back tomorrow with another deep dive into the latest cybersecurity news.
Thanks for listening, and stay safe out there. Hashtag TTS, the deep dive episode 2025-03-12, part 3 of 3. Could your devices, your accounts, even your favorite online services, you know, be the next target?
It's a question we all got to be asking ourselves, you know, really.
Because in this world where everything's connected, let's face it, nobody's immune to these kinds of threats.
True, but that doesn't mean we have to, like, hide in a bunker, right?
Exactly. We have the power to protect ourselves.
By understanding the risks, staying informed, and being, well, proactive.
We can all make the digital world a safer place.
And that's really what Cyber Mornings Daily is all about.
We're giving you the knowledge and the insights you need to navigate this crazy world of cybersecurity.
It's a wild world out there.
So until next time, stay vigilant, stay curious.
Keep exploring this amazing world of technology.
We'll be back tomorrow with another deep dive into the latest cyber headlines.
See you then.
Thanks for listening, and stay safe out there.